This is a Catholic Concern for Animals podcast. Readings from the Ark, the Dominion Debate. The Meaning of Dominion, Article 3, written by Barbara Gardner and read by Dr. Gerald Taylor, editor of the Ark. The Old Testament begins in Genesis with the creation, with God giving both man and the animals a vegan diet. Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all of the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. Genesis chapter 1, verses 29-30. Even after the fall, when Adam and Eve had eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge, God ordered them to eat a vegan diet. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. Genesis chapter 3, verses 18-19. Only after the flood does God allow Noah to eat animals as a concession to a fallen world. But our task has been to return to Eden, not to languish in a fallen state. The prophets Isaiah and Hosea cried out for humans to return to the perfect state again, the peaceable kingdom, when the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. According to Isaiah, the commandment, thou shalt not kill, extended to animals. He said, he that kills an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices a lamb, as if he cuts off a dog's neck. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 3. According to Hosea, God did not want animal sacrifices. He said, for I desire love, not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Jesus echoed to the words of Hosea when he said, if you had known what these words meant, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. Matthew chapter 12, verse 7. Some have questioned whether Jesus' anger in the temple in Jerusalem was due to the sacrifice of animals and not just the money changing. Judaism and Islam. Judaism, which is also based on the Old Testament, includes the ethical precept in the Talmud of Tsar Baali Chaim, the mandate not to cause pain to any living creature. In the 3rd century, Rabbi Levi taught the importance of Tsar Baali Chaim, insisting that the inflicting of suffering on animals must be avoided. Islam is also based on the Old Testament and has many references to compassion for animals. The Quran says, all the beasts that roam the earth and all the birds that soar on high are communities like your own. We have left nothing out in the book. Before their Lord they shall be gathered all. Quran 6:38. Muslims are instructed to avoid treating animals cruelly, overworking or overloading them, neglecting them, hunting or fighting them for sport, cutting the mane or tail of a horse, or factory farming. When asked if Allah rewards acts of kindness to animals, the Prophet replied, yes, there is a reward for acts of charity to every beast alive. Baqarah Hadith 3646. He also said, whoever kills a sparrow or anything bigger without a just cause, Allah will hold him accountable on the Day of Judgment. Sunan al-Nasa'i. In the Mishkat el-Masabi, an adulteress was forgiven after she saved a dog from thirst. Early Christian Orthodox saints shared a concern for animals. St. Francis of Assisi, known as the patron saint of animals, was, in fact, one of the last in a long line of such saints. He said, not to hurt our humble brethren is our first duty to them, but to stop there is not enough. We have a higher mission, to be of service to them whenever they require it. The Life of St. Francis by St. Bonaventura. But this all changed in the 13th century when Thomas Aquinas, basing his teaching on Aristotle, said that only man had reason and therefore had a soul. As a result, for the last 1,000 years, humans have believed that they alone were made in the image of God and could use and abuse animals at their will. Hopefully, this will change with the coming of Pope Francis, who made many stunning comments in his 2015 encyclical, Laudato Si, such as, "Clearly the Bible has no place for a tyrannical anthropocentrism unconcerned for other creatures." Laudato Si, page 68. Clearly, the concept of dominion, founded firmly in the first book of the New Testament, is to live in harmony with the creation, not to abuse it. We have failed to do this and are acting out the behaviours of a fallen people. Our treatment of creation, particularly the animal creation, has been nothing short of tyrannical anthropocentrism. Look at how we breed billions of animals each year to suffer in factory farms, only to be eaten by us to satisfy not our needs, but our gluttony. How we experiment on them with no thought of their own rights and integrity. How we destroy their habitats in forests and oceans. We have become monsters. We need to return to the Garden of Eden, to create the peaceable kingdom, and to exercise the dominion of care for our common home and the stewardship of the creation that was left to humanity to cherish and to nurture. It is our duty to encourage animals to flourish and develop as we would wish to flourish and develop ourselves. That was a Catholic Concern for Animals podcast. Readings from the Ark, The Meaning of Dominion, Article 3, written by Barbara Gardner, and read by Dr. Gerald Taylor, editor of the ARC. If you wish to subscribe to the ARC, please go to our website at catholic-animals.com and click on the link to subscribe to the ARC. Thank you.